All right, up next will be Oregon State Coach Gary Anderson. Actually, we have a substitute going on the depth chart to get Coach K to fill in today. And with the lack of questions today, if there's no questions, you may hang up now. I can tell online here who is connected, and then we will no longer need to dial out to Coach. But if you have a question for Coach, continue to hang on, and we'll call out to him in a minute. Okay, we'll continue with Oregon State. Coach Gay has volunteered to replace Gary Anderson on the call today. Appreciate you stepping in, Coach. We'll take questions if there are any questions for Oregon State. Coach Gay?
No problem.
Press stars and then number one on your telephone keypad. Our first question is from Kurt Cragthorpe with the Salt Lake Tribune.
Hey, Chad, by the look of things, the Beavers keep battling every week. What has Gary done to kind of keep the attitude so upbeat in Corvallis?
Well, I think you know how Coach Anderson is as a coach. He's the ultimate motivator. So I think, you know, week in, week out, we keep pressing forward. He continues to stress to the kids about, not looking behind, learn off of our mistakes, and keep trying to get better. And that's what he's doing. And, you know, at the same time, I know he gives credit to our kids because, you know, week in, week out, things aren't going bad, but these guys come back every week, and come Monday, they're ready to roll. And, we're making progress as a program. I know it's not the results he wants, but you can see the progress we're making as a program, and the kids are believing in kind of what Coach A is preaching.
And what kind of do you hang your hat on? What are you seeing specifically that's encouraging?
Well, I think, just our competitive nature. Last year was a battle, as you all know. We had some tough games, and, there was times where we were out of it, and our kids just really didn't battle like how we wanted them to do. And this year, the changes, obviously, would change, because you start bringing in your type of kids, and they start believing a little bit more in what you have to say. And, we at the end of the day, we all want to win the game. But if you can take a positive out of something, we're competing, man. We're competing. And just speaking as a defensive coach, and I know Coach A is a defensive guy, there were times where, things went bad last year, and it went bad. And this year, our backs has been against the wall, and the kids have responded in ways that wasn't normally the case from last year. So, again, I think the kids are believing in their ability, believing in the scheme, and they're not giving up. And again, every week we come back to work, and these guys come back ready to roll. There's no sour faces. There's nobody pointing fingers. That's not the case. These guys they want to get better, and that's the strides we're making.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star then the number one on your telephone keypad.
All right, any further questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that'll do it. Chad, hey, appreciate your filling in today and giving us the time, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.